This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The wake up call.
106.5 The End. One of my favorite things about being single is a first kiss. If you're in a relationship, you have the one first kiss, and that's yours forever, and that's good, whatever. If you're single, you're doing it right, you should have multiple first kisses. That's the way that it happens with multiple partners, and you don't know how they're going to kiss until you kiss them. It's this big love mystery. There's two types of kisses: open mouth, closed mouth. Open, open, good. Closed, closed, good. Open, closed, one of the worst things ever. I leaned into a girl one night. I came in open because I thought I earned it. She came in closed, and I didn't know what was happening until I had all of her lips in my mouth. I had her in my mouth. I don't know what to do. And that, I'll tell you what I wanted. I wanted to be able to dislocate my jaw and swallow her whole, just to get rid of the witness. I don't want this to be ladies' room fodder from now on.
The wake-up call. What? Gavin and Katie, what do you mean, what?
I just hand sanitized.
That's the most hand sanitizer I've ever seen a person use.
Right, I sneezed and I was like, no time to run
to
the bathroom.
I appreciate you using hand sanitizer, but I turn around and you are wet up to your elbows on both arms.
You gotta sanitize the forearms too, do you not?
I mean, it actually couldn't hurt.
Thank you.
Yeah, why not?
What? Why? Did you sneeze on your forearm?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, your probably projectiles, yeah. Like a lot.
Why didn't you sneeze into your hand? Or your...
that's nasty.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
So did you sneeze into your elbow?
And then there
and
was...
then you and then you both, both of them.
Well, one,
Kevin,
and then...
I think that safety is no accident.
Absolutely.
So. It was just so much. It was just a lot to turn around. It looked like you just washed up for surgery. That's what it just looked like.
But
happened.
Guess who hasn't had COVID? So maybe the joke's on you.
Ew.
That's true. I guess so.
Sanitize your forearms.
I guess so.
That's the trick.
There is some scary news that Katie has to report, everybody. So you might want to strap in. And if you want to hide the kids, it's understandable because she is claiming that zombies are real.
It is looking that way.
And you heard it on the radio, so you know it's true.
We drive to work at a very early hour. Mm-hmm. There is no sun up. There are not really that many cars on the road. One thing I've never seen is a person walking down the center of the freeway when I'm driving to work. No car in sight. Did not pass a stalled vehicle. Mm-hmm. Okay. Kind of. Honestly, walking like a zombie, kind of swaying back and forth. At one point, I thought, oh, my God, he's going to walk into the freeway. But he didn't. I mean, I obviously drove past him. This was on 65. I thought, does this guy need help? Like, what? I thought, well, he'll figure it out. I got to get to work. I'm getting off 65, on to 80. And I see another one.
What?
Really?
These were easily 2 miles apart. So it's not like they were together and one cross. So this guy was, you know, when you're coming off 65 onto 80, mm-hmm. and there's that turn, mm-hmm. and then there's kind of like a patch of grass and stuff like that on your left-hand side, then it gets more narrow and more narrow and more narrow. He was at the most narrow part, also swaying.
No, but this one wasn't staggering or walking?
I just said was also
he
swaying.
Was. Okay. Yeah. Swaying. Well, you can sway and walk.
No, he was not walking like a normal person. He was walking like he was, you know, off center.
I mean, that's a little troubling. You know what, though?
I've never seen one person walking down. And again, not a stalled vehicle to be found. And the other thing is, what that part of 65 where you're exiting to 80, there is no reason, unless you're trying to cross back onto the shoulder. He was like headed towards the middle of the freeway. Mm-hmm. He wasn't trying to like there was no reason for him to be over there.
Right.
He wasn't getting himself to the side of the freeway. He was going like into the freeway.
Or was there? Homeless people live under 65.
Oh.
And I'm not talking about they live under like the highway part. I'm saying they live under the highway. They have burrowed into, like, the bridge is of 65. This was in the news not that long ago, a couple years ago, where they actually found, like, a homeless camp inside one of the bridges of 65.
Oh, that was by Lincoln. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So, if there's one, there's a bunch. And I'll bet that's what, they're just walking around their backyard.
One of them was easily 2 to 3 miles away from the bridge mm-hmm. that goes like over.
Maybe
80.
It's not a bridge. Maybe. No,
but what I'm saying is the first guy I saw, let's say that they burrowed and lived under the bridge there. Okay. Mm-hmm. That would mean for some reason he got up in the middle of the night, walked across the freeway to the center median. Walked several miles towards Lincoln, okay? Then turned around and decided to walk back.
What if it's the whole length? What if there's...
Why would he be in the center?
I don't know. Maybe that's where there's fruit or something. I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Why would he be... You're asking me a question. I don't know the answer. I'm trying to think. Okay, well, if I live under 65, maybe I would know where there's wild strawberries growing or something like that.
Oh.
Maybe it grows in the middle. I don't know. Homeless people are very resourceful.
Yeah, I know.
I saw this yesterday. On my way to work, I saw a homeless guy walking, and he was panhandling, you know, at a traffic light, and I read the sign. Okay, and the sign was written in the first person. You know, I need money because I am going to such and such and stuff. Okay. When I drove home, different homeless person, same spot, same sign.
Oh, they're taking shifts.
Yes.
Okay.
Still written in the first person,
though. We don't know that they're homeless, by the way. It could just be down on their luck.
I guess that's true. That is true. But resourceful. So yeah. What I'm saying is there's resourcefulness in there somewhere.
Yeah, I can understand the guy at the 65 exit.
In the grassy knoll.
In the grassy knoll. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. The other one, it's like just standing out at a freeway desert.
Yeah.
Just the cars whipping past you.
I don't know what to tell you. Did it make you scared?
It made me start looking for more.
Yeah. Well, if you're driving 70 miles an hour, you should probably be looking for more. Yeah, if they're going to start froggering it across 65.
I thought that they were both going to try to cross the freeway.
Well, the thing is if there ever was a zombie attack or if it did start happening, we would be the first ones to know because we're up so early.
Right. And then
why do you think it would happen in the middle of the night? It could happen at any time.
Nah, it does seem like a nighttime activity. It
seems like a midnight.
Yeah.
It strikes
every
midnight.
Zombie thing that I've ever seen. The zombie apocalypse, when it starts, it is full-blown chaos.
That's a movie.
I'm saying it would spread. If it's going to spread quick, it's going to spread quick. And it would be chaos before that happened.
So, and we, at this job, it would be our job to tell the people.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have come to work. I would come to
work. We're already at work, Gavin. Look
I'd
at us.
Turn around and go back to my family.
No, you found out right now. You're already at work.
I'd leave.
You're going to stay? You're not going to stay?
No.
Who stays here?
Sorry, y'all. My family's not here.
You can't help them anymore.
I can help them more than they can help themselves.
What are you going to do for them?
Fist fight?
A zombie.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can help board things up.
You don't have boards.
I'll get boards. I'd overturn a couch. They can't overturn a couch and put that in front of the slider door. My front door's got two deadbolts in it. They're not getting through there. And I'll do something with the windows. I'll find something. Don't worry. Nice. You know, I'll break stuff apart if I have to. I've got nails and a hammer, so I'll be good there.
If this actually does happen, I'd like to stay here so that I can broadcast to the people, let them know updates on how things are going.
Did you know that there's a horror movie about that?
About a guy who...
A radio DJ during a zombie apocalypse who stays in the studio. It's really good, too.
That's cool.
Yeah, you should watch it sometime. It's called Pontypool. It's really good.
I'd rather watch it than live it.
Yeah, that's his name.
Oh.
Yeah, I would not stay here. You guys are on your own.
Kevin, what would you do?
I would stay here.
Yes!
Yeah. I think I would tell my family to come here.
What if they get eaten on the way here?
Yeah, what if they get swarmed on the way here?
Yeah. That's why I'm staying here.
Well, then, if they could get swarmed on the way here, I could get swarmed on the way there. So the better odds, number one, there's a fence around our building. Okay?
That's true.
That's not, now, granted, anytime somebody comes up with a key fob, we'd have to scream, don't open the gate!
we could probably bind the gate shut. So
okay.
Sorry, salespeople.
Number two, minimal windows.
Okay, that's true.
Number three, quote-unquote, soundproof in this building.
There's no food in this building really anymore, though.
Oh,
there's that is
food.
True.
There's food in my house, but we're not even close to really places to eat. We've got Labu, and that's it. And I can't live off of Labu for the rest of my life.
Oh, donuts! There's Sweet Dozen. I can sprint there and back in 10 minutes.
No, you'd never make it.
I done it. Kevin's seen me. I can run there and back with a donut in my hand.
That's two blocks away.
Kevin, in Walking Dead, they like find ways to go like across town to a grocery
store. That's a movie.
Oh my God! I mean, first of all, we know that there's at least some food in this building.
Yeah, there's like half-eaten crackers or cookies right there.
Right. So around the building, if we scavenged around the building, I'm saying my family comes here, we barricade ourselves inside the gate, okay? And then we go to one of the studios in the very middle of the building so that they couldn't hear us.
We'd have to tell everybody we're on a different station now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks.
I'm going to tell them to reset their Alexa.
Reset your Alexas, because we will give you zombie updates.
Yeah.
Well, we won't know any.
Right.
So
what is our plan then? Just to keep the goofs going?
No, the plan,
we're not going to have any news to tell them.
Gavin, the point of being here is not so that we can keep updating the people.
Tell that to your friend Jacob.
We would if we could, okay?
Okay.
Just to keep our minds fresh, okay? The point is that this is more secure than our homes.
Well, yeah, but then also, I'm thinking what he was thinking. We got microphones. It's a public service. We should be on there telling people.
Well, then maybe for the goofs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least give people a good chuckle in their last days.
We'd be like, hey, Zombie Sacramento. It's the wake-up call. Still the zombie apocalypse going up to 100 degrees today.
Yeah, now here's Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, boy. Okay. So there are ways to flirt, and then there are ways not to flirt. And a recent study came out that found the top five worst things that you can do while flirting.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to run over this list, but then Kevin has his own list, and he has things that he can't wait to tell us about.
Well, he's the only one actively dating, so it makes sense to come from him.
That is actually true. Okay, number one, and this is a total no-brainer, bad hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
If you're flirting with somebody and you've got bad breath, what are you thinking? How do you not know? If your breath is bad enough, you can taste it.
Ew.
I assume that that's not true because people with, like, actual halitosis don't seem to know.
Hmm.
do not seem to know.
I guess that's true.
And it's unfortunate.
But brush and wash your body.
Yeah.
Number two, swearing too much.
Yeah.
Is that a turnoff?
I think it depends on how it's being used. If it is like to make a guy look tough, then yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And if it's not used in a creative and funny way.
Yes.
Then
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Swearing can be used in a fun,
creative way. Yeah.
Do I swear too much?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. So that's good to know.
I'm sure you think I do.
No, I don't think you do.
Okay.
No. Number three, different views. Don't open with anything controversial like politics.
I don't know that I agree. Oh, no, I don't necessarily agree with that. If you want to find somebody that's like-minded.
Yeah, if this is a bar situation, you gotta kind of put your flag up there.
Yeah.
No pun intended. And just find out how they react to that. Because otherwise, you could just waste your time. We know somebody who dated somebody for a really long time who had very strong political opinions and didn't know who their girlfriend voted for in the last election for a very long time. And then when he finally did find out, it was an issue.
Oh.
Number four. Lack of humor. They combined this, okay? A lack of humor and self-esteem. So right away.
Wow, why are those things combined?
I don't understand it either, because I feel like if you're somebody with low self-esteem, there's a good chance that you're pretty funny.
I mean, I think they could go either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true,
too. I don't know that one even has anything to do with the other one.
I don't understand why they put those two together. Yeah. And then number nine, excessive intimacy. Don't pour it on too thick. Don't get all handsy.
Oh, you can get a little handsy with me.
Well, a little handsy. It said don't get too handsy.
I mean, don't like grab my butt or something.
So what would be acceptable handsiness?
Some
why are you touching me?
She's demonstrating handsiness.
I just need a warning first.
This is why you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, no, this is why I'm safe.
Okay. Maybe some arm rubbing, maybe some leg, some thigh rubbing.
Don't touch my thigh.
You're going to move to the thigh already.
Not too high up, but like above the knee
yeah. area.
What about inner thigh? Too much?
You tread lightly.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. So that's the five, according to this survey that came out. That was from the Science Direct. So the word science is in there.
Okay.
So it's got to be true.
Got to be true.
But now let's turn to our little scientist.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin.
Love scientist.
Love scientist. What are five ways that you find to be very ineffective for flirting?
Okay, number one, definitely you have to be willing to make the first move in flirting. So if you see that potential babe, you have to make the first move.
Okay.
Why does it feel like I've never heard him say that word before?
Yeah, me either. What? So confidence.
Yes.
Okay. So how would you make a first move?
If I see a hot babe across the bar.
Again with the babe.
I love it.
Right. I would buy a drink for her.
Okay.
And say, oh, sorry, that drink must have been delivered to someone beautiful.
That one took me a second.
How was it?
That's not too bad. Oh, that's my drink. They gave it to the wrong person. Is that kind of what you're driving at there? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Number two.
Do we like that?
Oh,
I'd like to watch it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I need to see it put in practice.
Next is read their body language. So while you're flirting, if they give off some hints or subtle looks, you read into that.
Okay, so what do you look for?
Oh, wow, this
look
feels
for,
problematic.
Maybe
like a wink?
Maybe not a wink. They don't wink that much.
Okay.
Direct eye contact. If they're looking elsewhere when you're trying to have a conversation, that means they're not interested. Maybe a nose twitch.
A nose twitch.
A nose twitch kind of symbolizes something.
Can we not tell men to read into women's body language and see that as a green light?
I mean, what if they have to sneeze?
You're in a bar. Why do you need to sneeze?
Right.
You know, shame on me.
Yeah.
For asking that question. Number three.
Number three is compliments. Just shower them with so much compliments.
Okay, that's not a bad one.
See, now I disagree.
Why? What?
Too many compliments makes it feel fake to me.
No, like, you are so beautiful. You're one of a kind.
How do you know that? You just met me.
Because your red hair, your personality really sticks out, and I've noticed you in a room full of people that you're the most vibrant.
Okay, now I love
How
that.
How do you feel? Great.
I feel like
now my drink just came. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Oh, it was meant to go to somebody beautiful.
Oh, wow, okay. I take it all back.
You like that.
She's falling you know for
what
me.
It is? You know what it is? He at first was saying generic things, and then he's made it more specific.
Okay.
And I think that if you're going to shower somebody with compliments, it's got to be very specific.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Otherwise, okay. It's just like, okay.
Number four.
Number four is find something you guys like and then move forward from that.
Okay.
So let's say they like to go to concerts.
Okay.
Go ahead and buy the concert tickets and then make the second date already.
On the very first meeting?
Yeah.
You're flirting. You're not dating. Yeah.
This is flirting. It's flirting to assertion.
I don't think you know what that word means.
Assertiveness.
Okay. Don't do that. You're going to waste your money.
And that's a lot. You're coming on real strong.
Yeah, and it's a little presumptuous.
That's only a little bit of people.
Huh?
When they say they like concerts, most people are like, oh,
everyone
likes Thai
concerts.
Food or something.
No, everyone likes concerts.
Okay, well, then that was a bad example.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What if they say Thai food then?
Then
you make a date at a Thai food
restaurant. Okay, you make a date. You don't buy the dinner first, I think is the problem.
Or you can DoorDash it to the bar. Have you ever had that happen?
Are people doing that?
I've definitely not, Kevin.
Yeah. People DoorDash food to the bar.
They do?
Yeah. If the bar kitchen is closed and other places are open, but they're too drunk to drive, they do it all the time. I had cookies delivered to me.
Whoa. Okay,
don't do that.
You're not going to get a girlfriend that way.
No, you're not.
And what's the last one?
The last one is make sure she knows that you have money.
Okay, now,
financially stable.
What if you're like you and you don't have money?
I have money.
You don't have money.
People think I have money. I order Don Julio as shots.
Okay.
I Uber everywhere.
Okay.
I buy tons of bar snacks whenever I'm out.
That's why you don't have money, by the way.
Well, people don't know that.
Okay, so fake that you have money.
Not fake.
Well, it's not real.
It is real at the moment.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
No. You have the money at the moment, but then you just need to replenish it.
So maybe the fifth one is prove that you're bad with money.
Not bad.
Really?
Good at planning because I would spend the money that night and then I would get paid probably the next 3 days.
Okay, so what are you doing?
What if she wants to go to Thai food the very next night?
Yeah. What? We're moving too fast now.
Okay, fine. Well, Kevin, thank you for your addition to the list.
So
I'm not sure if it was helpful.
It's very helpful in my life.
I can tell.
Yeah. You're single?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wait. Yes, I'm single.
Goodbye.
Live from the 916, it's the Wake Up Call.
On 106.5, The End.
The End.
I want to say something very shocking. Very shocking and surprising. Brace yourself for it.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Here it comes.
Yeah.
American Idol still on TV. And it's still hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. I know. That guy does not get sick of a single job. He's
no.
Like, oh, you want me to do this forever?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it forever.
And you know what they say about Ryan, good old Seacrest.
What do they say?
Love behind the scenes shenanigans.
Oh.
Can't get enough of the goofs, the funny stories and yarns. He was recently on his other show, which I believe is still Kelly Ripa's show.
Well, yeah. It's
Kelly and Ryan. Okay. And he was telling a funny story about what happened to him behind the scenes. He apparently was doing the show American Idol, and the underwear that he was wearing and the tailored suit that he was wearing was making a perfect outline of his anatomy.
Mm.
And
yes.
Here's what happened.
Apparently, America voted and decided that there was anatomy in the shot. And I said, well, Miles, I didn't bring any extra underwear. He says, don't worry, I've got mine. He's English, so he has shorter, tighter ones. And so we go backstage during the commercial and find a little corner, and I'm literally taking off my pants, off my underwear, and putting his on. Anything for the show, right? It's a family show.
Ew.
Yeah. put on another man's underwear, tighter ones apparently, and I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Ryan can do whatever he wants to. I'm not here to kink shame.
Right.
But if in a crunch, you wouldn't, and it would depend on who the person was. Okay. If it's just some rando,
right?
That's going to be a no go for
me. But this is Miles from England.
Well, it's his costumer, from what I read. So this is somebody he knows.
Right.
You're telling me you make millions of dollars for doing this show, this dumb show.
I'm the luckiest person alive.
Luckiest. You know what you have to do? Here's what you have to do. And we'll tell you. Coming up next.
Yep,
I know. That's your big thing.
I have been to tapings, many tapings of American Idol back in the day for radio. I assure you, Ryan Seacrest is not a hardworking man when it comes to that.
Okay, so you would not even turn him inside out to just get back to work?
I don't know. Maybe turning them inside out, I would. But do you ever sit on a toilet seat after somebody else just used it and it's still warm?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if it's your own family. Like, you sit down and you just go, ah, God, oh. Like, now imagine it's warm underwear. Like,
here's what would make it easier for me, okay? Millions of dollars.
Yeah, no. For millions of dollars, if I had Ryan Seacrest's money and life, I would do anything. I would put Miles, the guy's underwear, in my mouth for millions of dollars. But he doesn't need it. Ryan Seacrest is rich.
Yeah, but I'm like, I think it shows his professionalism.
Was it that bad? Like, is it that bad? Like, how bad could it have been?
Well, I mean, depending on the network, that can be very problematic.
Well, it's ABC.
Okay, so probably
owned by Disney.
Yeah, so they probably have pretty strict standards.
Couldn't they
for
just
what they will and will not show?
Okay, so then why not change how they shoot it then? Why not just not shoot him from the waist up? Do we have to get his junk in the shot?
So from what I saw, he was shooting from up on this really big raised platform.
Okay.
So to have him up there, then to cut him off from the waist up, I think probably didn't make any sense.
I don't know. I mean,
plus, I mean, they probably couldn't just in every shot shoot him from the waist up. I don't know.
Not in every shot, but like,
well, you'd have to do it in every shot.
Yeah, I guess.
A question I have is, like, I know with girls, it's an issue when you're wearing, like, a dress or something and you could see, like, your underwear line.
And that's more like pants. It's usually pants.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think of, like, what underwear he was wearing to really accentuate things on him.
I think he was wearing something that was not very tight, so it was all dangling.
Wow.
But then the pants were relatively fitted.
And you could see the outline of it.
So he needed, okay.
Let me also ask you this. Don't we all kind of view Ryan Seacrest as like
a Ken doll?
Yeah, like a pansexual living thing.
It seems like
we know he's alive, but he's not like a human.
Like, if you found out like he was the first real cyborg, you'd be like,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
He hasn't aged in 20 years.
I mean, I would envision his junk to be flat like Ken, just smooth down.
100%, if it's even there at all.
But you know what? It's not.
We don't know that.
I believe some people found out.
How do we know?
And maybe that's why it's so jarring.
How do we know? Because I just tried to Google search it, and I can't find any pictures of it.
He said there are memes.
There are memes?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't find those memes.
Okay.
And how do we know that this isn't Miles the English guy covering up a controversy that Ryan Seacrest has no genitalia? You know what? I'm going to start that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something shocking. Very shocking.
Okay.
Strap in, because this is going to shock
news.
You.
Okay.
Ryan Seacrest has no genitalia.
Okay. We have to say allegedly so we don't get
and the
sued.
Government, right. The government of America and Great Britain is working together to cover it up. Literally, cover it up.
With
thank
underwear.
You very much. Okay, so
well, you heard it here first.
Put it out on the wire.
Yeah,
breaking news.
Wow.
Spread it around the world. You heard it here first.
Unbelievable. Bully. 106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
One time, one person tried to stop her, and that person met their mortal end.
Wow.
She is Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Is that my super?
No, the show is a living entity.
Fun.
I thought so too.
You know, it's not fun.
What's not fun?
Making people die.
Yeah. Don't mess with it.
Right.
Let's talk to Ariana Grande from Sacramento.
Oh my God, Ariana.
I wish. No.
Thank you for calling. Your dating choices are suspect at best.
She's married now.
Is she really?
To a realtor, I believe.
A realtor?
Yeah. Isn't he?
Yeah. A realtor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like.
Like Phil Dunphy.
Yeah. Yes. And he's like 25.
Ariana Grande, why did you marry a realtor?
Why can't you marry a realtor?
I was married to a realtor.
She didn't even know she was married to a realtor.
Oh, yeah? Well, you
wow.
are, apparently.
Realtors everywhere are getting real mad.
I'm not saying that realtors can't be married. Of course they can be married, but the Ariana Grande just... All right, listen, enough chit-chat, Ariana Grande. Let's just get to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Question one. Late last night, the final trailer for the new Thor movie dropped, and it looks pretty amazing. You can see it by texting Thor, T-H-O-R, to 73389, and you get your first look at Christian Bale's villain, Gore the God Butcher. It also shows that we'll get a nude butt shot of Thor.
Oh.
What is the medical term for the muscles of the ass?
Butt up.
Question two, some insight into Will Smith's slap of Chris Rock might have been shed in an interview he did before the Oscars. The Will Smith episode of the David Letterman show dropped, and in it, Will Smith said that he still feels so guilty that he never physically defended his mother from his father's abuse. Oh. What streaming service is that David Letterman show on?
NBC.
Question three, it's election day in several states, but the big one that everyone's looking at is Georgia. There's a primary between Brian Kemp and David Perdue to see which one will get the Republican nomination for governor. The reason this is interesting is because Donald Trump endorsed Perdue and Trump's vice president Mike Pence endorsed Kemp in an extremely rare political split, and we get to see who has a more valuable endorsement. What state does Georgia not touch? South Carolina, Mississippi, or Tennessee?
Tennessee.
And question four, Halsey took to TikTok to blast her record label, saying that they won't release her new song unless she has a viral moment, and they want her to fake one to get people talking about her. She said this is happening with almost every artist now, and it's terrible. And ironically, her video blasting her label ended up going viral.
Oh,
true or false? Halsey's real name is Lindsay.
True.
And five, plants are the new hotness with millennials, and a plant shop in Davis is feeling that in the worst way. The Growing Groves plant shop had a break-in last night, and a rare Monstera plant was stolen that was valued at $2,500. Oh. If the thieves stole 12 of those plants, how much would that total be?
$30,000.
Wow.
Wow. Yay! That was very quick.
Here she comes. We're live on Instagram, N106.5. Check us out. Kevin's man in the iPad. Say hi to him. Tell him his hair looks good, even if it doesn't.
Absolutely freezing.
He loves it.
Feels so good.
The AC just kicked on. I don't know what to tell you. And there's three vents. Listen, there's not enough time. All right, here we go. Question one. Late last night, the final trailer for the new Thor movie dropped, and it looks great. Again, if you want to see it, text Thor to 73389, but it shows that we will get a nude butt shot of Thor. Hey-o!
What don't mind if I do.
What is the medical term for the muscles of the ass?
Glutes.
More specifically.
Gluteus maximus.
That is correct. Question two, some insight into the Will Smith slap of Chris Rock might have been shed on David Letterman's new show. Will Smith said on that show that he still feels guilty never physically defending his mother from his father's abuse.
I think, yes.
So, anyway.
We talked about that in something, maybe a book or something, too.
What streaming service is that David Letterman show on?
Netflix.
Yeah. It's called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. It's really, really good. Question three, it's election day in several states, but everyone's watching Georgia. There's a primary for the Republican nomination of governor between Brian Kemp and David Perdue. Now, the reason why everyone's watching is because Donald Trump endorsed Perdue and Mike Pence, his old vice president, endorsed Kemp in a very rare political split. So we're going to see who has a more valuable endorsement. Which state does Georgia not touch? South Carolina, Mississippi, or Tennessee?
Mississippi.
That is correct.
Wait, you said Mississippi?
Yeah.
No, that is correct.
That is correct?
Yes.
My answer sheet had a different answer.
Oh.
It did. Yeah.
Dude.
Question four. Halsey took this story's funny. Halsey took the TikTok to blast her record label saying that they won't release her new song unless she has, quote, a viral moment.
Which is absolutely not something you can plan.
They even said fake one to get people talking to
Gross.
Her.
Gross!
She said this is happening with all artists now. And ironically, her video blasting her label for this ended up going viral.
There you go.
True or false? Halsey's real name is Lindsay.
False. It is Alicia.
False again. It is Ashley, but we'll still give you the point.
Yeah, you'll still get a point.
Oh, Alicia is pink.
Alicia is Ariana Grande's real name.
No, it isn't. Her name is Pete Davidson.
Question five. Plants are the new hotness with millennials, and a plant shop in Davis is feeling that in the worst way. The Growing Groves plant shop had a break-in last night, and a rare Monstera plant, I don't know how to say that word, was stolen that was valued at
$2,500. Didn't we recently talk to a listener who had some sort of Monstera?
We talked to her name was Brittany,
yeah.
And her Monstera was valued at $4,000. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this one was $2,500.
Okay.
If the thieves stole 12 of those,
got it.
How much would that total be?
Uh-oh. Okay, I got it. I got it. Three.
3 seconds. Three.
Please stop.
And a two. And
42.
One,
yeah. One, two, three, four. 40.
Here it comes. Say it out loud.
40,000?
All right. The answer is 30,000. 30,000. If you don't watch us on Instagram, you're missing out because...
Is that right?
By the way, you can watch it later on in the day, too. It stays up there. But Kevin tries to help Katie understand why she was right or wrong after she gets an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I can try to walk you through it. So if it's $2,500 and there's 12... Sorry.
She hates it when somebody tries to help
her. But if I go 5 times 2, right?
Five times two?
What am I doing? Yeah? Forget it. I quit.
Okay. All right.
All right.
It doesn't make any sense.
An easy way is 2,500 times 10 is 25,000.
The easy way. I find it very insulting.
I think it's weird that Ariana Grande got it within like 5 seconds.
It was Ariana Grande. How did you get it so fast?
I don't know. I'm just good with math.
That was like incredible. Like literally incredible.
She's a good singer. She's a good dancer. She's good at math.
She's just not good.
And now,
not good at
dating.
She's
got her finger on the real estate market.
All right, Ariana, final score. You got 1. Katie got 4.
Woo! Even though I still don't.
Still, even though you only got 1, your math on that was so impressive.
Oh, that was the one she got. Oh, yeah.
It was so fast that even if you were using a calculator, it was still too fast. Like, you're like a math genius. Anyway, but you didn't win. What is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
The Wake Up Call.
On 106.5 The End.
Time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. Call 766-1065, 766-1065, and tell us what your maiden name was and what your married name is. We're going to tell you if you made a smart choice or not. All right, let's kick everything off with Teresa. Now, Teresa, first of all, good morning. And
good morning.
Am I understanding you're not calling for yourself?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Who are you calling for?
My sister, she just got married on Saturday.
Okay, so this is fresh. Great. What is your sister's first name?
Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Such a sister name. And her maiden name?
Bonilla. So B-O-N-I-L-L-A, kind of like tortilla. So
yeah, Bonilla. Got it. And her now married name?
Cook. C-O-O-K.
Upgrade. Upgrade. Yeah. Carolyn Cook. Oh, my God.
That's adorable. A no-brainer. In fact, what's your name?
Her name's Teresa.
No, Bonilla. I know that.
What? I was Bonilla.
You're Bonilla.
So I went from Bonilla to Landon, L-A-N-D-O-N.
I know who you are, Teresa.
I know you too.
You didn't say I know you. This is
fairy buddy.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I think Teresa Landon is still an upgrade too.
Yeah. Okay. I had no idea your maiden name was Bonilla. Listen, Bonilla's fine.
It's fine.
But you upgraded, and so did your sister.
Yeah, I'm going to say your sister has a higher upgrade.
Now, let me ask you. I was just about to ask you. Okay.
I would agree.
Landon and Cook, which is the better last name?
Landon is a better last name, but Carolyn Cook is a better name.
What if it was Carolyn Landon?
Yeah,
I'm falling over myself.
Yeah, I'm getting caught up on those L's.
Right. Just like if her name was like Brooke Cook. Can't
no.
do that.
Oh, my God.
You're a cartoon character now.
Yeah, how ridiculous.
All right, so Teresa, congratulations to your sister. Congratulations to yourself. And tell your husband, Joe, that I say hello.
I will.
All righty.
Good morning. Have a good morning, guys. Bye.
Thank you. You too.
Let's talk to Mallory. I like the name Mallory. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Ehler, E-H-L-E-R.
E-H-L-E-R. That's not Euler?
Ehler.
Okay, I have to tell you something. I do not like that.
It sounds like the noise that an animal makes.
It sounds like something that grows on a fish.
Yeah.
You know? And then we caught it. It was covered in Ehler.
Oh, no. And again, I don't think you're pronouncing it right.
Don't tell somebody else how they pronounce their name.
I've known several people with the last name E-H-L-E-R, and all of them were
Ehler.
Okay, don't tell her how she pronounces her name.
It doesn't matter anyway because it's no longer your name. So what's your married name?
Tootle, T-O-O-T-L-E.
Like your name is Mallory Tootle?
Come on. Mallory Tootle?
Mallory Tootle!
Tootle sounds like a kind of fish.
I still say it's an upgrade.
It's so goofy.
But your maiden name was dumb.
No, it's not dumb. It's just not pleasant to say or look at.
It's not as fun as Tootle.
Right. Tootle is fun. Do you have children?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have a one-month-old daughter.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, what is her name?
Thank you. Bailey Dawn Tootle.
Bailey Tootle?
Whoa!
Why are you making that face? I love Bailey Tootle! She's great.
I'm already saying
downgrade for Bailey Tootle when she gets married. I'm already going on the record for that.
I am so sorry. I cannot get behind a Tootle.
You are wrong. We're going over to the Tootles.
No, listen. I can't even look them in the eyes.
Hold on a second. I want to get this straight. You're saying that the last name, Mallory Tootle, is not better than Mallory Ehler?
No, it's not.
You are on cocaine.
Everyone can pronounce Tootle, but no one can pronounce Ehler.
But we know how to pronounce it now.
Here's the thing. I cannot take you seriously. Anything you say is going to make me giggle.
Is it because it's Mallory? She had more of a grown-up name, like if it was Rebecca Tootle.
How is Mallory not a grown-up name? I don't even know a single baby named Mallory.
There's not
a whole lot of Mallorys.
No.
But if you close your eyes and picture Mallory, you picture a girl in pigtails.
She's a middle-aged blonde lady.
No, that's not what I picture. That's not Mallory.
Now close your eyes and think of a Tootle. It sounds like they look like somebody in Whoville, huh?
It sounds like a family's fun word for fart. It does. That is true.
I go home with Tootle every day.
I still say Mallory
Everyone
Tootle.
Everyone always goes, oh, Tootles. Oh,
yeah, I know. Oh, that's Mickey so Mouse gross Clubhouse. And obnoxious.
Okay.
You know what nobody ever says? Ehler.
Well, that's true.
They just let you live your life.
Jacob, break the tie.
Man, I like Tootle.
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah. It's fun.
Thank you.
That's fun. Upgrade.
Okay,
thank you. Danielle, thank God you called because you're getting married in July.
Oh, okay. There's still time.
Yes.
What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Brown, like the color.
Ugh. Man, it's going to be hard to not top that.
Yeah, you don't need to say brown like the color.
Yeah, we've heard of it before.
Well, everybody always asks.
They always ask what?
Yeah.
Like the color because they think I'm saying like brown or something, like not with a B, you know?
Oh, like brawn or something?
Or drown?
Yeah, like something super random. And they always ask me to spell it.
All right.
Wow, people are stupid.
Yeah. Okay. They ask you to spell it.
Okay, and then what is your future married name?
Sousa. S-O-U-S-A.
S-O-U-S-A.
Now, do you go by Danielle exclusively?
Yes.
You're never a Danny?
No, well, no.
Okay. How do you feel about taking on Danny?
I mean, if you're suggesting it, I'm not against it.
Okay, I love that. Let's do a rebranding, because you know what? I love Danny Sousa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Danny Sousa's. I like Danny Brown, too.
I like Danny Brown.
Listen, I think here's what we're finding out.
I'd like to take Brown out of this equation.
What we're finding out is...
We hate the name Danielle.
The problem's Danielle, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of rebranding. You are now Danny Sousa, or you will be, because she is fit. She is toned. Mm. She inexplicably always looks great in her bathing suit. You're like, girl, how do you do it? She's like, genetics.
Can I throw something else out there?
Yeah.
How about a Toodle Sousa?
You're making my head hurt. Okay?
A Toodle Sousa sounds like a...
You sound like you're on cocaine.
A plumber says
I'm
you need...
I'm done having kids, but thank you for that suggestion.
Okay. All right. We're going to rebrand to Danny. We're going to take Sousa. We're going to have a beautiful wedding and a happy life.
That's an upgrade.
Okay.
Upgrade.
Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations.
All right. Let's do... Wow. This one's even closer. Let's talk to Gabrielle.
Good morning, Gabrielle.
Good morning, fam.
When are you getting married?
On Thursday.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
Thank God you called.
Yes. Okay.
I've been waiting to call in.
Well, yeah. You had a lot to do. You're in crunch time.
All right. So it's Gabrielle.
Gabrielle Michelle Johnson.
Okay.
My name.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to be a Bauer. B-A-U-E-R.
Gabrielle Bauer.
No, Bauer.
Bauer?
Is there
Bauer.
An L in there?
No.
B-A-U-E-R. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, just like Danielle, do you ever go by Gabby?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
I love Gabby Bauer. I do, too. Gabrielle is a lot. I'm tired.
It is.
I've said it three times, and I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah. And this is the thing about Gabrielle is it's a reverse name. It is.
What is a reverse
name? I'll tell you. Okay? Rather than starting with a nickname as a child and then growing into your real name.
Yes.
Okay? I feel like Gabrielle's start as baby Gabrielle and then grow into Gabby.
That's some cocaine logic right there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen.
I think Gabby Bauer is an upgrade.
I love Gabby Bauer.
Yeah.
And I would love to see her with Danny Sousa.
Yeah, me too.
And you know who I'd hate to see?
Don't you say it.
Any one of those toodles.
How dare you? She's a baby.
I'll take the baby, but I'll run away with her.
Thank you, everybody who called. I apologize if we couldn't get to everybody's call.
Call back next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the
10th. Kyle is graduating from high school, and her mother, Danny, is throwing her graduation party. Pretty nice. Well, Kyle wants me to phone scam her mom, so that's exactly what I'm doing, and I'm calling from the party supply place to go over the order for the party, which is this weekend, and nothing from the order is right.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Danny.
This is she.
Hi, Danny. It's Raul calling from. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I have the order here for the party. It's for this weekend, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. But I just wanted to go over the order and just confirm everything before we start making deliveries to the house. Does that make sense?
Yes. Sure.
Great. Okay. So first of all, we've got green and yellow tablecloths. Does that sound right to you?
It's actually green and teal.
Green and teal.
Not green and yellow.
Oh, okay. I can make that change. That's fine. Hopefully, if I don't have teal, I can find something that's pretty close to teal. Is that okay?
Yeah, that should be okay. As long as it's, you know, close.
Okay, so if I find something that's like tan, that would be okay.
Tan?
Yes.
No, it needs to at least be like some shade of blue / green, like, you know, like closer to teal.
Oh, you want to go off of the color?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was confused. I thought by close, like you wanted another word that began with T. That's strange. We've never encountered that before. Okay. Also, we are going to have celebration plates that we're delivering. It's a fancier, harder plastic, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
okay.
That's
good.
Fine.
Okay. So we've got three of those coming.
Three
of those. Yes.
You mean like three, like dozen, like package, like three packages of.
No, three. I've got an order here that says three plates, and each plate comes with one fork, one knife, and five spoons.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. I need at least 30 plates, like 30.
That's what I said. Three plates. Yeah.
30.
So you wanted to come close with the word again? Like that's just very confusing.
No, like the number 30.
The number 30. Okay.
I need that many.
Well, that's not anywhere near three.
No, that's exactly.
Okay. I'm going to have to see what I can do. We're kind of in the 11th hour now. You ordered some tables, correct?
Yes. There should have been three of them.
I have 300. Is that not right?
No.
Okay.
Only three tables, 30 plates, teal and green.
I'm sorry. I don't know where things got so screwed up here. Okay. Now,
me either.
Again, so you do you still want the petting zoo or no?
Okay. I don't know if you got my order like mixed up with someone else's or something.
Danny to be delivered to 36 in Granite Bay, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, this is your order.
Okay, but I don't know who messed it up, but this is not what I asked.
Do you not want the petting zoo?
No, I do not.
Do you want part of the petting zoo? Because we could just isolate the rep. We could just bring the reptile van.
No.
And kids love that.
No.
Do you just want the bearded dragon?
No. You're wrong. That is not my order. That
okay.
is not what I ordered.
Can I meet you halfway and just bring 150 tables, some purple and black tablecloths, a couple of plates? I could probably do what you asked for. I can bring like 15 plates. And then can I bring just the goats, and the goats can maybe hang out and trim your grass? Just eat the grass like on the front lawn or something.
No, I'm going to go ahead and just cancel my order because This is ridiculous.
Okay. Well, that might get me fired if you cancel the order.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go ahead and cancel my order. Thank you. God. I will not be paying for anything.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then let me just tell you one more thing then before that happens. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a prank phone call called a phone scam that your daughter wanted me to do to you. So I.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. Kyle sent me an email though, and she wanted me to phone scam you about her graduation party, which seems mean.
It's a little mean.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
We're going to be talking about pets. A poll from the National Pet Monthly found that 2/3 of pet owners let them sleep in bed with them. 2/3 at 66%, my friends. 7 in 10 of those people think that they actually sleep better with their pet in bed.
Hmm.
Now, we want to hear from people who are pet owners. Do you let your pet sleep in bed with you? And why? Or why not? 766-1065. Let's start with Brian. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Now, do you have a pet?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of a pet is it?
4 cats, but relevant here, 2 labs.
Oh, those are big dogs.
Okay, so 2 labs and then 4 cats. Okay, do you let them all sleep in bed with you?
The cats usually go and sleep in our kids' beds.
Okay.
When we first had a lab who's passed away now, we wouldn't let him sleep in the bed.
And now you wish you had?
Now we wish we had.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
All right, I get that. So why didn't you let the lab sleep in bed with you? Was it the size?
Yeah, just sort of how my wife and I were raised. We were raised where the animals don't get up on the couch and everything. And then when we'd be done playing, he'd be like, all right, we're done. And then he would go and just go be by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, we felt like we kind of lost that connection with him, that we didn't let him up on the couch and
sure.
on bed with us.
Yeah. So I'm guessing the reason why that you didn't let your dog sleep in bed and you were raised that way has a lot to do with this study, too, because the number one reason why people who do not let their pets sleep in bed with them is hygiene.
Mm.
It's dirty to let your pet sleep in bed, especially if you've got a dog or any kind of pet that goes outside.
Mm.
Probably walking in a litter box is not that much
also,
better.
Also, yeah. Let's talk to Miranda. Good morning, Miranda. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Now, you have 2 dogs, and they sleep with you, correct?
Absolutely.
Why do you let them sleep with you?
Because they want to.
What are their names?
They're Piper and Willow.
Piper or Willow either.
So wait a second. If they want to eat your dinner, do they get to do that too?
Oh, we go out to brunch and they get their own plate.
Oh my God.
What kind of dogs are these?
One is a pit golden and one's a border collie.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so, I mean, none of those reasons why, because they asked if you do let your pet sleep with you, what are the reasons you do? Because they want to. Not on the list.
Okay.
Let's talk to Chelsea. Chelsea, you have 4 dogs?
Yes, I have 4 dogs.
That sounds exhausting. And you let them all sleep with you?
Yes, all 4 of them.
Oh. How do you have any room?
I don't. I have a queen-size bed, and me and my boyfriend sleep in it with all 4 dogs.
Oh, my God. You know what?
All sleep on my side.
And what's funny is, and I know that you can totally agree with this, dogs can go dead weight in a way when they are sleeping that is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Really?
And they, wouldn't you agree? Like, they suddenly get very heavy.
Yes, you try to move them and then they like make a noise, like, don't move me.
Or like you try to pull the blankets off and it's like, I'll just freeze.
So what is the reason why you let 4 dogs sleep in bed with you and your boyfriend?
I feel like it makes me more relaxed and more comfy. I don't know. I've just always had dogs in my bed, so I feel like it's just like a thing I always expect.
That is the number one. That is the number one reason that people let them. It
just feels good.
It helps lower stress and anxiety to have the pet sleep in bed with you.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, you have two dogs. Mm-hmm. You hate one, you like the other.
True.
Okay. So do you let them sleep with you?
I let both of them sleep with me, but Oreo's the only one that can jump on the bed, whereas Snickers, I have to lift him up, so usually he doesn't get to sleep.
Which
that
one
is because he's obese.
Well, they're both obese.
No, Oreo's fine.
Oreo's very fit. He has a six-pack.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Oreo's fine. It's the Snickers. One that gets... It's Snickers, who he likes the most, who gets spoiled, that's mm-hmm. turning into a little fatso. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you let them sleep in bed with you because of what reason?
I think it's because it makes me happier and they're warm.
All for warmth.
Can I also suggest one other thing that might be possible?
What?
You're kind of afraid of the dark.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
What are my dogs going to do? They're two little ones.
That's a good point.
They can't do anything. I'm the one protecting them.
But you might have the philosophy that I have with my wife that an intruder might get them first.
Oh, yeah, true. Throw Oreo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Katie, you've got a bunch of pets. Do any of them sleep?
I'm running out of pets, okay? So lay off.
You're running out of pets?
Yeah.
What happened? Did I miss something?
They just keep dying off.
Which one died?
Well, I had to put Mesa down. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's
wow.
True.
Wow.
Okay, so then...
I only have two cats and two dogs now.
That's still a lot. But
it's fine.
Do you let any of them sleep in bed with you?
So the dogs used to sleep in bed with me. And I loved that. My husband was not a fan, and he made them go sleep in a kennel downstairs. But sometimes during nap time for me, I would like let them sneak upstairs and I'd nap with them. But once we got new carpet upstairs, we put baby gates up so that they could no longer get up there because they love to pee.
Oh, they're not even allowed upstairs, let alone bedrooms.
They do not go upstairs anymore.
My wife and I...
Because our downstairs is all tile.
We used to let our cats sleep in bed with us, but once we had kids, that stopped. Because sleep is precious to parents, and nothing was going to wake us up.
Now, our cat, Hook, I love when she sleeps in the bed. And my husband occasionally allows it. The problem is, our cat is trying to make my husband fall in love with her. And if she knew how to French kiss a human being, she absolutely would. So at night, she'll start with me, but then she'll weasel her way over to him, and he does not like that. So if she gets too close to him, and by too close, I mean intimately close, then he makes her leave.
And shut the door?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Tanya real fast. Tanya, everybody's been talking about how they let their pets sleep in bed with them.
Cow, fluffy dog.
I'm sorry. Who are you talking to? Are you talking to us?
Are you talking to the dog?
Tanya.
I don't want to hang up. I want to know what's happening.
Tanya, are you okay? And she just hung up. Wow. She was about to tell us, like, she does not let her dogs come in bed. She does not let her dogs do almost anything. They are outside dogs, period.
Those dogs attacked her and hung up the phone.
That's exactly what happened. Oh, boy. She was about to say, like, you know, my dogs, I rule my dogs. They don't rule me. And they were like, get that bitch.
Yeah, well, guess who's going to rule now?
And by the way, when a dog calls you a bitch,
it's
okay.
Yeah, well, if you're a female.
That's their word.
Right.
They're allowed to use that.
Yeah.
Well, I think this was really interesting. I mean, the takeaway from this is more people let their pets sleep in bed with them.
It almost seems mean not to. Mm-hmm. At least sometimes. They love you.
So do you argue with your husband over it?
No, I love my carpet.
No.
Yeah, I spent a lot of money on it, and I'm still making payments, to be honest. So
is that about being mean?
Can't put price on mean.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5.
The end.
Lots of people feel unappreciated at the job that they do.
In fact, a study showed that most people would take a cut in pay to have more appreciation.
That's exactly right. As sad as that is. And we are here to solve that problem. you call us, 766-1065, 766-1065, and tell us where you work. Tell us why you're unappreciated at work, and Katie and I will do the job that your boss should be doing, okay?
Now, listen, maybe we don't have anything, we don't have any idea how you do your job.
We might not even know what you do for a living.
That does not matter, and it will not stop us.
For instance, let's talk to Robbie.
Morning, Robbie.
It says here that you're an emergency management and disaster relief person.
Yes.
Okay, great. Don't say another
word. I don't know what the hell that means.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. First and foremost, you probably have to have some, you have training. We know that. Nobody cares. You've got certificates. You've probably got them on the wall. Nobody even reads them, which is actually kind of rude.
That's right.
Like, why'd you take the time to go to Michael's to get the frame?
Great point.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And also, I appreciate, Robbie, how you had to still probably sit through the training for Hurricane when you live in Sacramento.
Yeah.
What you knew at the time, this is pointless. This is dumb. I'm never going to need to know how to help people for a hurricane, but here I am doing my job.
Probably you've got just a big ass bag with all kinds of supplies in it. Mm-hmm. That gets diminished. That gets depleted every time you save a life. Don't know if I mentioned that. And then who's filling it back up for you? Nobody. You're doing it yourself.
That's right. And Robbie, one last thing. I want to say that I appreciate your patience from all of your friends that probably think it's hilarious to steal your little tinfoil blankets. Okay.
All right. They go like, oh, I just finished a run.
Yeah. Look. Oh, it's a parachute. Oh, I don't even know what this does.
Right.
It's tinfoil. They're wrapping food up with it.
We appreciate you.
You okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course.
So
of
welcome.
Course. Have
I'm
a
sure
great
we nailed
day.
All that.
Let's talk to Chantel. Good morning, Chantel. Nope.
Oh.
Did Chantel just hang up?
She just hung up. She got nervous.
Man. Well, I do not appreciate Chantel.
I don't appreciate that at all.
Let's talk to Camille.
Hey, good morning, Camille.
Hi.
All right. What is it that you do for a living?
So I work for insurance, and my company also does DMV work as well.
Oh my God.
You are basically a saint. Let's deal with the insurance. Listen, the DMV stuff we know, okay? Mm-hmm. We know that's nightmarish.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance stuff.
Yep.
Boy, people have no idea what their premiums are, what their deductibles are. They sign a piece of paper, go, how much is it going to be every month? And then that's what they pay. Then they get in an accident. They go, why don't I have gap insurance? And you go, you didn't sign up for that. And then they go, I bet I did. And you go, uh-uh.
And I don't even know. It's like you also have two of the worst worlds. You've got the insurance world and you've got the DMV world.
God.
The only thing that would make it worse is if you had chronic shingles. It's the worst.
Or monkeypox.
But you, too soon.
Yeah.
But you sit there with your unoozing sore hands from monkeypox and you do your job.
And then people are like, when am I going to get my payout? And you go, this, Pam. You just got in your accident 3 days ago. We still have, this is going to take some time.
Yep, exactly. And you're so used to people. Well, did you bring your I-99 form? You didn't? Wow, that's a shock. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of that going on. So listen, you keep your cool, you do your job, and we appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, friend.
Hi.
What is it that you do for a living?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, boy. The most thankless job.
Oh,
can I
boy.
Tell you why?
No, I already know why.
Kids suck. Kids, it's not just your kid. Like, you can't be insulted by that. It's not a Jennifer's kids thing. It's a kids thing. Kids suck.
Just in general.
They suck. They suck. They suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
Both emotionally and for some women, physically.
And Jennifer, also, I got to tell you, the fact that your husband doesn't appreciate you, shame
Great
on him.
Point.
Because this is a break about being unappreciated by your boss. He is not your boss,
no,
but he should
boss.
Still appreciate you.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what you're doing. You are cleaning the house.
Yep.
You are making the dinners.
Yep.
You're doing all the things that we all have to do anyway, but you do it with a big smile on your face. And you know what? Are your kids in school?
Yes, junior high and high school.
Okay, so here's what I really appreciate about you.
You stuck it out.
You still, you knew, you had your eyes set on the goal. All I got to do is get my kids to school age, and then I got it made in the shade. Work, work, air quotes. My kids are in school for hours. I can do whatever I want.
Here's what she never gets to do. What? She never gets to have adult conversations at work.
Well, that's true. No,
you don't get water cooler talk. What are you going to stand around your fridge and talk to yourself? Of course not.
Oh, well, that's why I went out and watched your play. You guys were my adult time.
Jennifer,
that's what I appreciate.
Much.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling. Let's do one more and talk to Hope. Good morning, Hope.
Hello.
What do you do for a living? Do you have two jobs?
I have five jobs.
Oh,
Hope. Five jobs.
Hope.
And you're not appreciated at any of them?
I mean, I am, but I still feel like
it's not enough.
Could be more.
Of course, you have five jobs.
What are your five jobs?
Yeah.
I'm a barista, and then I manage a podcast social media account.
How about that?
A trauma-informed coach and a sales rep, random guy, and also a solar company.
For a random guy.
You're a sales rep for
he's a sales rep for the solar company.
Ah, okay. Sounds like you rolled a couple jobs into.
Yeah, you said solar company and a sales rep for random guy. You know what? Can we focus on that one?
Yeah, why not?
The others, you know, forget about it.
Yeah.
Sales rep for random guy.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, don't know random guy, guessing he's a douchebag.
Right.
Okay. Lisa's a very nice car, wears his sunglasses on the back of his head. Never understood why, but he does. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tuck him in the top of your polo shirt and move on with your life.
And Hope, I love that you also are representing him and trying to sell him, and you don't even know his name.
No.
It's random guy.
Random guy.
No, I know his name.
Well, forget it. If you know it, forget it.
You're probably mispronouncing it, even if you think you do.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy that walks into a room with his hands in his pockets, and then he, like, jingles his keys or something, or his change in there, and you're like, why are you trying to get me to look down at your crotch?
Just looking around for somebody to talk to, and then when he zeroes in on you, Hope, you're sitting there trying to do your job, trying to sell him whatever he does, and he's just going, so you ready for the weekend?
He's more of a there he is kind of guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that you even put up with that, okay?
Yeah, and we appreciate it so much.
And that's just job one. So listen, Hope, you're the hardest working woman in Sacramento and everybody knows it except for random guy. All right, that's it. Show's over. What are you doing today? It's going to be a hot one. Hot one.
Is today the hot one or
triple
is it tomorrow?
Triple digits. Today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow?
Yeah. Triple.
Maybe I'll swing by a Leslie's Pools.
What's a Leslie's Pools?
It's a pool store.
Oh, what are you going
to
do?
Well, I need to get some chlorine tabs. I need to, just get some stuff to putz around the pool.
Oh, because you think you have a pool.
I'm getting real tired. I'm getting real tired of it.
You're
I'm not the only person that has an above ground pool in the summer. I'm sorry I'm not a millionaire. And I can't afford $100,000 even loan.
That's how much they are now. It's crazy. If you want a pool in your backyard.
Yours wasn't that much less expensive.
Yeah, it was. Our pool cost us like $30,000.
Gavin.
It did. Call my wife. Text my wife.
I will text your wife.
My wife. We took out a loan for $50,000, and it covered the pool and then all of the landscaping in the backyard, including the patio cover and everything. I know how much I spent on my backyard.
Here's the thing. You round down sometimes.
Text my wife.
Don't scream it. Listen, I text your wife all the time about things that I know are wrong that say. I don't want to.
All right.
I can't afford a $50,000 loan either.
Well, they're not $50,000 anymore anyway.
Right.
They're way more. Have a great day. And Jacob wants us to tell you to go get our Odyssey app.
Yes! Get the Odyssey app. Hey, if you are on the show today for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade, get the Odyssey app. Share it with your friends.
By the way, you said that there's going to be an update coming about whether or not the Odyssey app is going to get a little more user-friendly, right?
I think I read that somewhere.
Did you look into it more on when that's coming?
Sometime this year.
Okay. Well, that was a letdown.
Yeah.
We'll get it anyway.
Should have talked about that before.
Listen, if I can figure it out, you can figure it out. And I'm an idiot.
Yes.
So, okay. Have a great day. 106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.